Do you ever call him a fool?
A fool.
How does fool?
Yeah. Fool and idiot are the same. I guess we always said idiot more.
Does fool sound very insulting?
No, idiot sounds worse. I'd rather somebody call me a fool than an idiot.
And if a person had a lot of money but really hang on to his money, you'd call him a
miser or penny pinching.
And when you say a person is called...
Oh, a tightwad, too.
Huh?
A tightwad.
What does it mean when you say somebody's common?
Well, they're just like everybody else. Just run-of-the-mill type person.
It wouldn't be insulting to be called common?
No.
And an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real well, has a lot of energy?
I don't know.
Or you'd say for their age, they're awfully...
Spry?
And
spry old person, okay.
If your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little...
Concerned, anxious.
Or you wouldn't feel easy, you'd say you felt...
Uneasy?
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right,
just don't worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared. Or scared.
You say, I don't see why she's scared now. She...
Now wait. She's going to bring her over here.
With Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
You know that song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't...
What She Used to Be.
And using that expression, you say, I don't see why she's scared now. She...
Oh, she used to not be scared.
And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had small children in the car that kept asking you when you're going to get there and if you're there yet, you'd say, well, just relax, we'll be there.
In a little bit.
Did you ever say bye and bye?
No, but I probably wouldn't say just relax. I'd say hold your horses, we'll be there in a little bit.
Okay. And someone leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say he's mighty what with his money.
Careless.
Hmm?
Careless?
Okay. You say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
What else could you say?
Weird. Odd. Oh, God, Minnie.
What about the term queer or far?
Jack's kind of queer.
What does that mean?
Well, queer to me means queer.
Homosexual?
Yeah, that away. That's probably what we use queer for most of the time. Funny, usually. She acts a little odd or something. She'd be acting a little funny to us.
How long is queer meant homosexual? Ever since you were small? Or is that...
No, that's... I probably didn't pick up on that until I was probably the last stages of high school. You know, that was a hush-hush, you know, queer, you know, oh boy, I found a new word, you know, something like that, but no.
Do you ever use queer in the older meaning of it? To mean just peculiar?
Yeah, probably, yeah, but it's queer. Not a big part of my vocabulary.
And somebody who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way and he won't listen to you.
He's hard-headed.
Anything else you call him?
Bull-headed. Block-headed.
And somebody...
Stubborn.
Huh?
Or stubborn.
Somebody that you can't tease without him losing his temper. Just any little thing. He's very sensitive.
Yeah.
He's